الصادقين. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه: اتق الله تكن أعبد الناس. وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Each one of us has to die. We have to leave the world one day. When we die, our name will be in one of three registers. One will be the register of the believers, but sinful believers. That a person was a believer, but he was sinful. One will be a register of the non-believers. Allah save us, inshallah, completely from that one. And one will be the register of the walis of Allah, the friends of Allah. And which register would we like for ourselves? We want to die a sinful Muslim, and then if Allah does not forgive us, we have to go via Jahannam to Jannah, and the azab of the qabr separate. Hazrat Qari Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in his one of his mawai, said that one of the rivers of India, the Ganga, Jamna, every year they flood the banks practically. There were some qabrs on the banks, and the washermen, when they came, they found that those covers were washed open and the mayats were lying there. So they saw on the one of them that there is a insect, a worm sitting. They saw this insect sitting on the forehead of this person. And this insect bites this person and his whole body goes blue with poison. And you can see the whole body is suffering terrible pain, great terrible pain. Must be a new mayor. And then after a while the whole body comes right again. Then the insect bites again and this carried on. Who can tolerate this? People in this world, when they see somebody like that burning in a fire, they shoot the person dead. They can't see the person suffering like this and this person. So one of this washermen took a stone and hit on that end. But he missed completely. And the next worst thing that happened, that ant flew from there onto his forehead and burnt him. He says, the pain that I felt was like the mountains of the world are put on my body. So terrible, severe pain. He left for 3 days and he passed away. One of the other washermen, he realized this ant and this insect is nothing of this to do with this dunya. They are of another world. So he was a Hafiz al-Quran, he started reciting Surah Yasin Sharif. As he started reading, that insect became weaker and weaker. And by the time he finished Surah Yasin, the insect died and fell off from him. There are quite a few things, now the subject will again go somewhere else, but there are quite a few things in here, that Isal-e-Sawab for the marhums is extremely beneficial. Must never become unmindful of our marhumeen. Especially, we remember our immediate family parents, few remember their grandparents, great-grandparents, who remember? But at least make for our progeny right till top. And also make for our progeny coming right till the bottom. Make always dua for them. One qissa is written in Qalyubi, that there was a person who went to the Qabristan, and there Allah gave him kashf, and he saw the people in their qabrs, what their condition are. And he saw it was an occasion when all are rushing to collect presents. They are receiving presents, some big, some small, different beautiful presents. But one old lady is one side in her qabr not going. So he asked her, why aren't you going? He said, all these people have got their families, friends who make Isal-e-Sawab for them. These are the presents they are getting. I've got no one besides one young son of mine, and his awara is right out of line. He doesn't think of me, he doesn't make his Isal-e-Sawab for me, he doesn't even make his namazes or anything. When you go back, she gave him the address, everything, meet him and advise him. He went, he met this boy, he gave him to advise him, your mother is suffering there, why don't you come right and come online and make his Isal-e-Sawab? Allah gave him tawfiq, he made tawbah, he corrected his life. When this buzurg went again, Allah gave him kashf again, and he saw that she is also going to collect her presents. So the marhumeen received the presents that we sent. So we should make it our regular practice. Make Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, my Shaykh Awwal, when he was coming on one occasion to Hijaz, Saudi, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, he was stationed in Bombay for 3 days. The second day he called his Khalifas and his special friends, and he said, look, it's my second day in Medina, in Makkah, Bombay, and I've completed 2 Quran Sharif I've made. And that sawab I passed to the marhumeen of all Bombay. Of the city of Bombay, all the Muslim marhumeen, I make isali sawab. And this is my habit. Wherever I go, whichever town I go, I make one Quran Sharif khatam, and I pass the sawab to the marhums of that place. So this is, I want you people also to do this. So, and what is one Quran Sharif khatam? 3 times Qul Allah. So easy. A person reads 3 times Qul Allah Sharif, he gets the sawab of one Quran Sharif. For Ramzan, make our khatam. Don't say you read 3 times Qul Allah, I made khatam. No, there we have to make, you get the sawab of a khatam. You haven't made your khatam, but you get the sawab of a khatam. In Ramzan, we have to make the khatam. So don't take a shortcut here. Yeah, we have to read our whole Quran Sharif. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So, sawab for the marhumeen is extremely beneficial. What point I wanted to illustrate, the azab in the qabr. That it is so severe that this person was suffering like this. May Allah Ta'ala save us all from that. So nobody would like to go via the azab of the qabr. And if Allah doesn't make maaf via jahannam, and then go to Jannah. Though the punishment in Jahannam for the believers won't be a punishment, it will be a cleansing of operation. Like we go to hospital for an operation, and the doctor we sign, and we'll pay him also, we sign for it, we pay for it, that he must cut our stomach. He must open up our body, and he must operate on us. And on the road, a crook gets hold of you, and he also uses a knife on you. The two are completely different. Yeah, we sign for it and we pay for it. Yeah, this is punishment what the crook gets hold of you. That is a cleansing up operation. To take out your disease, your bimari, and that too, hopefully you get shifa. So going, the believers who will go in Jahannam, they will be just there like we're going to hospital. It will be just cleansing up. But still, there is taklif in that also. And the person who goes direct, what do you have to say about it? One is another example. We're going to a foreign country, we come there, we have to do immigration. Sometimes what questions they ask us. They stall us there for 2 hours, and they're going into history and what. Then we go into customs, and sometimes they open up everything, take out the stitches of the bags also. When they have a doubt, they look, and now you are wasting time. That is one aspect. And one is, you come there in the customs immigration, we just enter the hall there, and there's somebody with your name on the board, that there is a VIP. You come one side. You go to the VIP lounge. No, immigration also, they take your passport. Where it gets stamped, you don't know. You get your passport afterwards. No customs for you. A limousine is waiting for you outside. You just go there and you go. So a person who goes with gunas to the akhirah, there is also immigration and custom. Allah has made this whole world for us to understand our akhirah. There also your iman is going to be tested, your immigration, your amal are going to be checked, customs will be done. So one is that, and one is a person who goes through there, he goes through the green light, no real checking he goes. But one is a VIP who goes. He got no, what is that he is taken. So that is the awliya, the walis of Allah. They will go like that. And may Allah save us all, and inshallah it won't be the register of the kafir. That is inshallah. Allah save us all from there. For those people, they are jailed there right at the airport. And they are in problems forever and ever. They won't come out of it. So it is our choice. This is the time that Allah has given us. The mutun, our maut is not in our choice. But our maut will come, tamutun kama tahyun. How we lived our lives, like that our maut will come. Watuhsharun kama tamutun. And our hashar will be made on the day of Qiyamah, as our maut came in this dunya. So our death is not in our hands, how we'll be raised on the day of Qiyamah. Maut is not in our hands, but in the other sense, all that is in our hands. If we live our life properly, then it is in our hands, we'll get a good mort and consequently a good resurrection again. So in order to become a wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and a friend of Allah, it's not difficult. Allah has sent us in this world to become wali. In one other ayat Allah says, Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. The awliya, the friends of Allah ta'ala, la khawfun, no fear on them. Even in this dunya, no fear. Wa la hum yahzanun, and no, they'll not grieve and be sorrowful of anything. At the time of mort also no fear. They're going on a road which they haven't seen. But the farishta will tell them, Nahnu awliyaukum, we are your friends, we're going to accompany you. You're going on a journey, somebody going first time Hajj, though he knows that the whole plane is chartered. All are going, and definitely is going to know somebody. If he doesn't even know, but they are all our friends from South Africa, we can speak to them, our language is the same, you don't feel frightened. But still a person is frightened, and yeah, if you get somebody who comes, and the farishtas, they tell you, we are friends, you don't worry, on your journey, we're going to be with you. What grief have you got? نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا. In dunya also we were your friends. You were driving your motor car. You thought you got saved from an accident. Allah put His malaika to save you. You didn't get saved. The farishta saved you. There were crooks that were coming to you. Suddenly they changed their mind. Suddenly they ran away. Not that you, your reading or anything. Allah sent farishtas for you. This is all for the awliya. For the walis of Allah, Allah makes such madad of theirs that in this world they have got no fear whatsoever. And when you are dying, I had a very big palace, I had a very big, I had motor cars, I had businesses, everything. Now I'm leaving all this. They will say, La yahzanun, no grief. This year is not even a tin shanty compared to what you're going to get. See what you're going to get. A person who's living in the backyard of somebody, in a small little tin shanty, when it rains, it's more water in his tent shanty than outside. When the wind blows, it looks like his whole tent shanty is going to blow away. But he saved money, and he built a beautiful palace. The day now he's going to his new mansion and house, is he going to be crying and looking back? Yes. He will look like Bhai Abdul Wahab says in Raiwin, brothers who spend 4 months when they are leaving, by mistake also they don't look back at him. Perhaps they will call them for 2 minutes more, they just take this letter with you. By mistake also they don't look back again. They just look front. At that time we know, keep your eyes on the road. Just look front. Don't look this side, that side, dangerous. So like that, when this person is leaving his little tent shanty, is he going to look at the back again? That I'm leaving my tent shanty, I suffered here. I say, no, he's just looking in front. When we leave this dunya, wallah, this dunya, what? Not even a tent shanty. It's not even the wing of a mosquito, the whole dunya. What is this dunya? And what we're going to get there, Allahu Akbar. لَهُ أَهْلٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ. Family better than his family. دَارٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ دَارِهِ. A house better than his house here. طَعَامٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ طَعَامِهِ. Food better than the food he was getting. This person, مَوْتُ الْمَوْتُ جَسْرٌ يُوصَلُ الْحَبِيبِ إِلَى الْحَبِيبِ. Mort is a bridge that joins the lover to his beloved. If we develop the love of Allah, a person just will want to go out of this dunya. When can I go and meet my Allah? Only reason he'll want to stay, yeah, I can make my provision for akhirat. The longer I stay, there's no end. Only reason why I'm staying is more I can acquire a'mal. And the superior attitude to mort is, as long as my Allah wants to stay, let me stay here, I stay. The minute Allah wants to call me, I'm ready to go. Every moment of his life, Maut tera aana mubarak hai. Aaja, main intizar mein ho. That Maut, come, I'm waiting, I'm ready for. Any time you come, I'm ready to go. Because he knows what he's leaving behind. A prison, the bird that sees the cage, the door of the cage open, never feels sad that now I have to go, must I go, mustn't I go, must I make mashura. He just flies out immediately. This dunya is a cage for us. It is a prison for us. A dunya sijnul mu'min. Dunya is a prison for us. And a person that is in a prison, when he sees the gate open, he doesn't make mashura. He doesn't think a second. He flies out. Wallah, mort will be like that. For a wali of Allah, dunya's life is enjoyment. Mort is enjoyment. Qabr will be enjoyment. Akhirah, Jannat day, where all the people will be sitting, will be in azab, will be in the heat, in the terrible scorching sun. This person here will be rolling and scrolling around, roaming around, sitting under the arsh of Allah with such air condition that we cannot imagine. Such food and fruit there. And he'll see, if I could also have been there, but where Allah has put me today. So the wali of Allah, his maqam is very high. And to become the wali of Allah in this other ayat, Allah has explained it so easy. Allah inna awliya Allah. Allah says, Allah, listen well. Open your ears and listen. The word Allah in the Arabic language is one of three prepositions that are used to draw attention. That listen to me. Lend me your ears. Open your ears and listen. The three words are Allah, Ama, and Ha. And listen to them also properly. I'm saying Allah, Ama, Ha. Just now you think I'm saying Yamaha. And I'm an agent here for some station, for some engines and for some scooters or something. I'm not saying Yamaha. Listen properly. I'm saying Allah, Ama, Ha. These are the three letters, prepositions to use to draw attention. Allah says, Allah, listen properly. Inna awliya Allah. Undoubtedly the walis of Allah Ta'ala. La khawfun alayhim. No fear upon them anywhere and everywhere. Walahum yahzanun. They don't grieve. Allahu Akbar. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was a great businessman, merchant also. One time, 40 ships of his, not 40 containers, 40 ships of his, he got news that they have sunk and all his goods are gone. He looked at his heart and he said, Alhamdulillah, la yahzanun, no grief. It's gone, no problem, it's gone. Allah gives, Allah takes. What was he looking in his heart? My contact with Allah, isn't that gone something darbar? If that is in order, no problem. Dunya comes and dunya goes. That is no problem. Health comes and health goes. Problems come and problems go. For the wali of Allah, no depression. Everything is from Allah. In what condition he keeps me? His whole family can go. But his contact with Allah, he is happy. And Allah can never go. Allah is there forever. Your wife can become old. Kaisa dekha tha, ho gaye kaise. How we saw them and how they have become. Kamar jukke mitl kamani hui. The back bend and became like a bow. Koi nana hua, koi nani hui. Now somebody, when you married her, she wasn't nana, nani. She was that young girl. Now she's old. But your contact is with Allah. Allah is not going to become old. Jab baalo par sufedi ghalib hui, koi dada hua, koi dadi hui. Kya bharosa is jawani ka? What are you trusting on this youth? When beard becomes white, somebody's dada, somebody's dadi. When she married you, you and that old dada baji, doha baji, all the time popping, and all middle of the night, 2-3 times going toilet, making big noise, and disturbing her. No, you were that young man, but this has happened. But Allah is Al-Hayy, the ever-living. And not only ever-living, Al-Qayyum, that Allah is the one, that the life of the entire universe is by Allah Ta'ala. Allah loves and keeps the whole world living. That is Allah. So your contact is with Allah. Your wife can become old, but your Allah doesn't become old. If we build our contact with Allah, wallah, nothing in this world can upset our, as human beings, we have some feeling, light feeling, but not more than that. Musa alayhi salatu salam, when he saw the snake, he got frightened. That's a natural thing, human feeling. But that fear, that is the actual fear there, is not there. Because, you know, everything is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. One imam was making namaz, and he was reading with great tarannum and lehja. Allah Ta'ala is asking, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What is in your right hand? قَالَ هِيَ أَسَائِ. And he's reading nicely, أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَى. قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى. Allah, what's in your hand? He said, the stick, and this benefit, and this benefit, and this benefit. He got the chance to speak to Allah, he made it long. He didn't just say, here, asai, and finish. When you get the chance to speak to your beloved, you didn't say, I only got 1 minute on the cell phone. No, you speak, it doesn't matter. Let the account go up, but you speak. Allah was speaking, and he spoke to Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, Allah now waqfa e tarbiyat. Allah was making the tarbiyat and teaching Musa alayhi salam iman. You seeing benefit in the stick, Throw it down, O Musa. When he threw it, فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. It was a snake, moving snake, living snake. Not a hypnotism, not a jadu. In actual fact, it was a snake. فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. This Imam Sahib was reading, and then a snake came on his musalla. Right at the place of sajda with his mouth open. Now he can't read in front, he was taken by shock. He's standing still. Now they're giving him luqma from the back, correcting. They say, qala khudha. Catch it. Where can he catch it? He's now shivering here. They're repeating, qala khudha. Catch it. And now they thought he can't catch on. That's what they're giving him. Qala khudha wa la takhaf. And don't be frightened, catch it. He said, go and tell your father to catch it. I must catch the snake. Huh? So anyway, yeah, but yeah. So outward human grief a person can have, human, which is natural for every person. But there is no sorrow, depression, and now you want to commit suicide, and you want to leave the world, and you don't, nothing like that for the walis of Allah. Just slightly, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the son of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed away, tears came out of the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is natural. This is human. But now not forever now going to grieve and cry. One person, his wife passed away in Lahore. Every morning, 2 hours sitting at his wife's cover. And every afternoon, 2 hours. 2 years passed like this. So much grief and worry. So people made mashura. They say, we have to help this man. What to do? They got him married. He forgot. Never again he went Qabristan. Got him married again. No more 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon. So that grief is there, it's natural. But not so much that a person doesn't know what's happening, etc. So for the walis of Allah, Allah grants this life. And Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, how to get it? Who are the walis of Allah? Allah gave us the ingredients. You want to bake your cake, you know that you have to have the ingredients. Only 2 ingredients to become the wali of Allah. And half we got already. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Iman we got. This is the ingredients of a wali. Iman and taqwa. Iman, alhamdulillah, we have got. All we have to get now is taqwa. 50% of our job is done. One poor person wanted to marry the princess. Somebody asked him, how far have you got? He said, alhamdulillah, 50% of the work is done. That I'm ready, it's only now she must get ready. 50% of the, so our 50% is done also. Now it's only other 50% that we have to acquire taqwa. That is all. And Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Abu Huraira, oh my friend, oh Abu Huraira, ittaqillah, acquire taqwa, takun abadan nas, you will be the one who makes the greatest ibadah. On account of taqwa, a person, what is taqwa? Simply, that you obey Allah's commandments, faraz, wajib, sunnat-e mu'akkada. You obey so much. You stay away from guna. That is taqwa. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Huraira, you do this. There is no nafil, hajj and umrah in here. There is even not even tahajjud. Mubarak, read, make tahajjud. Make all the nawafil. Do all zikrullah. But all that is not. Just faraz, wajib, sunnat-e-mu'akkada, stay away from guna. That is taqwa. You do that, ittaqillah, you will be regarded as a'abad al-nas, the person who makes the most ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. This is the verdict of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even you not make a lot of zikr, and lot of tilawat, and lot of hajj umrah, lot of khairat in lillah, just these 4 things, faraz, sunnat-e-mu'akkada, and wajib, and you stay away from gunas, you are the person who makes the most ibadat in the world. And how is this? Allah gives great rewards to our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum, who has explained this and it made it clear to us. One is a positive ibadat, namaz, roza, zakat. As long as you're in that ibadat, you're in ibadat. A person is in namaz, zuhr namaz, from the time you make wudu till you finish, half an hour, most 40 minutes, 45, now you're not in ibadat anymore. You're reading one supara, Quran Sharif, 20 minutes, 30 minutes you take, finish. Now you're not in ibadat anymore. You are making your zikr, it takes you half an hour you're in ibadat, then you're not in ibadat. So just for the period that you're in ibadat, you're in ibadat. But when you stay with taqwa, you're staying away from guna. 24 hours you're staying away from guna, 24 hours you're in ibadat, you're staying away from guna. One time, Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh in the Markaz said, we don't make niyat. He says, make niyat. Like you get up in the morning, make your niyat, I'm going to perform my 5 times namaz. Already you got your 5 times namaz sawab. Now if you die before Zohar, but you got your sawab, your niyat was. You got your sawab, but when you make the namaz, then you get the separate sawab of making the amal. But your niyat sawab you got already. Ramzan has come, we make niyat, I'm going to make khatam. A person got ill, Allah save us. He couldn't make his khatam, but he got his sawab. And niyatul mu'min khayru min amalihi. The niyat of a mu'min is better than his amal. In amal we know there is always weakness. When we make niyat of making namaz, nobody makes the niyat, I'm going to make a namaz where I got no concentration and devotion. Your niyat is to make a namaz of concentration and devotion. But when we make the namaz, we see we lose our concentration and devotion. So the niyat of a mu'min is always better than his amal. So make niyat. Buzurgane deen are also human beings like us. But in many aspects, they by far surpass us on account of niyat. The niyat they make. One time, Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali performed khutbah. His father, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, asked him, Yusuf, what niyat did you make in your khutbah? He said, it's sunnah to make niyat. Maulana said, had you made this niyat, that, oh Allah, convey this message of mine to all the people of the world, you should have got sawab according to them. Though you are making a khutbah in one masjid, 200 people, 150 people present. But your niyat is, O Allah, convey to the people of the world, your sawab is according to them. And if you make your niyat further, O Allah, not only the people, to all the men and jinn, not only this time till the day of Qiyamah, O Allah, you convey my message. Allah is the one who conveys. Allah told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, wa azzin fin nas, give azan, call the people, wa azzin fin nas bil hajj, call the people for hajj. Ibrahim a.s. said, Ya Allah, here in Makkah, no one is here, not a soul. Allah said, your work is to call out, my work is to convey. And Allah conveyed it to the Alam-e-Arwah, that till the day of Qiyamah, how many souls are going to come? They also heard the call of Ibrahim a.s. And whoever said Labbaik, and as many times, he's today going for Hajj. And how long ago did Ibrahim a.s. call out? We heard the call in Alam-e-Arwah. Those people whose souls said, and as many times as they said, Labbaik, and this Labbaik also is based on the love of Allah. Calling to the house of Allah, the person who got love will say, I'm ready. Then I want to go, I want to go. He'll say many times, so many times Allah will take him also. So, to acquire this taqwa, Allah has also, to become the prayer, taqwa by taqwa, a person will be 24 hours in ibadah. Because he's staying away from guna. This intention that we make, intention has got great value. Hazrat Imam Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh then went on to the negative side and said, make these intentions also. Nobody's going to drink liquor today. Make your niyat, I'm not going to drink liquor. Now you get the sawab of staying away from a haram. As the sawab is for doing a farz, the same sawab is for staying away from a haram. But we don't make the niyat, so we don't get the sawab. We don't get the guna also. We're not going to drink liquor. I'm not going to steal today, my intention is. You get the sawab of not stealing. Make your intention not for today, our whole life. That I'm not going to steal. I'm not going to drink liquor. I'm not going to commit adultery. I'm not going to gamble. All this niyat we make, we get the sawab. No niyat, no sawab. A person who makes the niyat, he gets the sawab. So much so, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum stresses on this point, taking it from a teaching of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to stress very much that the sawwuf is that don't hurt any person, especially a Muslim. Iza a Muslim is haram. To hurt the feelings, to hurt physically a Muslim, this is haram. And Maulana should say that adam-e qasd-e iza is not enough. That you don't have the intention not to hurt. You don't want to hurt, but you haven't got the intention also that I'm not going to hurt anyone. You will hurt the person. You will cause injury. Qasd-e adam-e iza is necessary. The intention that I'm not going to hurt. There's one, while we are at this point, one complaint that has come that on top in the afternoon, lot of talking is taking place. Other brothers want to sleep, they can't sleep. They are being disturbed. This is iza-e Muslim. We came to the masjid, to the house of Allah, to make i'tikaf and to get qurb of Allah, not to get bored. Now nobody has got the intention of hurting somebody, but we're just talking. And be assured, in most of our masjids, every place where people talk, they whisper. But that whisper, yours is one whisper. You're not whispering alone. 10 whispers together becomes a big noise. And 20 whispers become, you talking perhaps softly. I'm not shouting, I'm not saying, if somebody has to come and tell you why you're talking, I'm not talking loud. But don't forget, you're not the only one there. 20 people are talking. Now how big noise doesn't it become? So if everyone, the king told one place to the people that they must fill the dam with milk. One person thought, if I throw water, what's the difference? Everyone is going to throw milk, I'll throw water. But unfortunately, everyone thought like that. And the next morning, not a drop of milk, the whole dam was full of water. So everyone thinks that my little whisper makes no difference. But we don't realize everyone's whisper together makes a big noise. And some people even talk louder, and then it causes inconvenience. People want to sleep, because after Asr program, after Maghrib, after Isha till so late again, and again at night some people make a noise, so we should try and avoid this. Consider the next person. And don't just stay without the intention of harming, stay with the intention of not harming. Qasd-e adam-e iza. So qasd is intention. Make that intention, I'm not going to hurt anyone's feelings. When I walk, I won't just walk wildly and kick somebody's leg. Somebody is a light sleeper. Now you kick his leg while going, the person's sleep is spoiled. Now he can't fall asleep again. In any way whatsoever, our talking, our whispering, it causes harm to somebody. And this is very, very bad for us. We're in i'tikaf, we're in the house of Allah. But then we are causing also haram acts here. And these type of haram acts which we don't understand. So all of us try and take note of this, and in all our matters don't cause hurt and eza. And I mentioned at the beginning, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was so strict about this, that if anybody used to speak like this, Hazrat would chase him out of the khanqah. Hazrat wouldn't allow him to stay there. So there is not a small matter, it is a serious matter. Yeah, we don't have the guts and the courage to chase out, we can't do that. But let us think for ourselves, we are causing takleef to somebody. That is why this complaint had to come also. Alhamdulillah, we don't know who is it and we don't want to know. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, don't come and tell me the complaints of my sahaba. When I meet them, I want to meet them with a clear heart. So we don't want to know. Generally, that's quite in order. You don't know who it is. So please, let us try and refrain from this and not cause any hurt to any person. So the same way here, qasd. Our Shaykh Dhamid Barakatum says, if we are going in the streets and the offices, and we got adam-e qasd-e nazar, we haven't got the intention to look at strange human, that person will look. The cow that is grazing on the fence is going to go on the other side. Sometime or the other is going to come in trouble. But make qasd-e adam-e nazar, the intention not to look. Now you'll be careful about your gaze if you make that intention. So that is very, very important. Anyway, to become a wali of Allah, only 2 ingredients. One is taqwa, one is iman which we have got. And one is taqwa that we have to acquire. Now how to acquire this taqwa? The value of it already we have seen, that you become abid al-nas. In the eyes of Allah, you are the one who makes the greatest ibadah. Maulana Abdul Ghani Fulpuri rahmatullah alayh asked Hazrat Mahat Hanwi rahmatullah alayh that in the group of the Sufis, there is one group that is known as Qalandar. Who are these Qalandar people? Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, they are those people you won't see a tasbih in their hand. You won't see them engaged lot in zikrullah. But their heart for one moment is not unmindful of Allah. Their heart is connected with Allah Ta'ala all the time. One person went to Makkah Sharif. He saw one person at the multazam with his hands up at the doors and making du'as and crying. He was Sahib-e Kash, whom Allah showed things which other people don't see. He cast his eyes on the heart of this person and he said he was laughing. Just an outward show that he's crying. His heart was not there. He came in the streets of Makkah, he saw one businessman so busy, giving goods, taking money, change, talking to this person, talking. 10 customers he's serving one time. And he's so busy with them all. He cast his eyes on the heart of this person. He saw that for one moment also he's not unmindful of Allah. So So the outward things might look that there's a very big Sufi shop or something, but the important thing is our ta'alluq. It might be a businessman, he's in his business, but he's doing his zakat properly. He's doing his business, not defrauding anyone, not doing anyone down, paying his workers properly, looking after them, everything. He might be a great wali in the eyes of Allah. And another person sitting in the masjid, and there backbiting. There he is taunting people, and criticizing, and all bad things he's talking, not in the masjid, in Haram Sharif. Everyone says he's gone for Umrah, but whatever he's planning and talking there, outwardly is a different story, and what haqiqat is something else. Taqwa has to do with the heart. If we acquire this taqwa, we've got this iman, develop our iman further, and develop this taqwa. Acquire this taqwa, and you are the friend of Allah. Allah says in this ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina aminu taqullah. O people, acquire taqwa. And how to acquire it? Everywhere the Quran is that law book that hasn't just given laws, but how to practice on that law, it has made it easy also. Shown us the way of practicing on the law also. So taqwa is faraz upon you. Acquire your taqwa. Easy way of acquiring taqwa. Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the people who are the truthful people. The tafsir of sadiqeen here is muttaqeen. Stay with the people of taqwa. You'll also acquire taqwa. Because that's what you want. Ya ayyuhalladhina aminu taqullah. Now why didn't Allah reveal kunu ma'al-muttaqeen here? Why did Allah reveal kunu ma'as-sadiqeen? When Allah meant taqwa, why didn't Allah Ta'ala say taqwa? Because yeah, Allah wants those people who are sadiq fit taqwa, who are truthful in taqwa. Otherwise, an outward picture of taqwa is very easy. Anyone can put on the topi of a Sufi, put on a big turban, put on a long jubba, kurta, and all colors of jubba and kurta also. Anyone can do that. That's very easy. But see, stay with the person. Check him first before you give your hand in his hand. Don't just because other people gave the hand, I'm also giving my hand. You see for yourself, you get in shira that this is a man who is truthful in taqwa, then give your hand to such a person. Don't just give it to any person. So therefore Allah said, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, the people who are sadiq fit taqwa, not the people who are kadhib fit taqwa, who are just making a show of their taqwa. So once that is, now when you have found those people, Allah says to get your taqwa, you don't have to do anything. You just stay with these people. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatum, Imamul Amtila, Jazawullah Khair, says it so beautifully. He says it's the month of Ramadan, hot, hot rozas. You are a very poor person, your neighbor is a wealthy person. Your neighbor comes to you and tells you your cold drink you bought, your sherbet, your milkshake, by the time iftari comes, it's going to be very hot already. Give it to me. I'll keep it in my fridge. He keeps it in his fridge. 5 minutes before iftari, he comes and gives it to you. Now when you drink, oh, how wonderful, isn't it? All these days I was drinking hot, my cold drink, my sherbet, my juice or whatever. But just see how wonderful. Now you go to your friend after Taraweeh, ask him, how did you make my sherbet so cold? My milkshake was so tasty. He shows him the fridge. I just kept it in the fridge. That's all I did. It was in the sohbet of the fridge for 5 hours, 6 hours. That's all what I did and it became so cold. So he says, oh, the fridge sohbet makes it so cold. Well, where you get this fridge? He tells him, how much? It's a big price. I haven't got the money, but I'm going to work. 1 year I will save up the money, then I'll get my fridge. Just like that. You see somebody who stayed with taqwa, in somebody's sohbet that person stayed. And now his akhlaq became right. You see, he doesn't just become angry. Something goes wrong, he knows how to control the thing. You see, because of his ta'alluq ma'allah, the occasions hardly become of his becoming angry and sad. His life is going smooth. Barakat in his life. Izzat in his life. Enjoyment. Where you got this? I stayed with a certain chef. How long you stayed? I stayed so long. I haven't got time. I'm too busy in dunya. But now you're going to take out time. To get that, let me get it. And not only here, this person's life in dunya is going to be like that. At the time of maut like this, what is that maut Allah will grant that person? Hazrat Maulana Ali Miyah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali now, passed away, Jummah 12 o'clock. Jummah time 12 o'clock he passed away, not at night, but in the day 12, Jummah time he passed away. The month of Ramadan, the last Ashara. Allah will give maut like this. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi passed away in Medina Sharif, and on his left, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem. This is the type of mort. How many people in the namaz mort comes? How many people in tawaf? Every day in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, acquire taqwa, and inshallah, our mort will. And there is other type of mort also. Allah save us of the other type also. So this is in our hands in a sense, that our mort will come as we live. And Allah has given us this choice now. And that is why we have come to try and make our life. So to acquire this taqwa now, you also will get your free. You also stay in that cold sohbet, that cool, comfortable sohbet of a sheikh, and you will also become now a muttaqi. In the Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, in his internationally famous Masnavi Sharif, gives a beautiful example. He says that the thorns in the garden, so to say, complained to Allah Ta'ala, and they said, Ya Allah, you made us thorns. And when the gardener comes, he doesn't want thorns in the garden. The thorns he's going to throw out. So he's going to throw us out. We also want to stay in the garden. But you made us thorns. Now how are we going to stay in the garden? So to say, Allah said, my thorns, don't worry. All you do is stay under the roses. Now as long as the thorns are under the roses, the gardener will never throw them out. Otherwise there will be no rose left. If he wants to pull out the thorns from the bottom, there will be no rose left also. You just stay under my roses, and the gardener will never throw you out. Those thorns that want to stay separate, the gardener will take them and throw them out. But those thorns that stay under the roses, they will never be thrown out. The person comes, he says, what a beautiful rose. I'm going to take it for my wife. The thorns are going with also. The thorns are not going to be left behind. With the rose, a person says he's got a rose garden. The business he's doing, this rose is here, 25 rand a piece. The thorns are being sold at 25 rand a piece. Because they're in the sohbat, in the company of the rose. As long as the stones stay in the rice bag, they are sold at the price of rice. Rice is light, stone is heavy. But they're staying in the sohbat and their company. When they'll be weighed, stones will be sold at the price of rice. A person who is a thorn, and in the company of the Ahlullah, he by Allah Ta'ala, he won't be thrown out. He won't be prized and valued at stone, but he will be prized and valued with the Ahlullah. Just by staying in the company, so great is the benefit of staying in the company of the Ahlullah. But the minute that stone gets separate, when they clean and they separate and it gets separate, now finished, now it's got no value. Now it's going to be on the road, people will urinate on it. People will do number two on it. People will kick it around. As long as it was in the sohbat, it had value. So as long as we will stay in the sohbat of the Ahlullah, we have got value by Allah Ta'ala as the value of the Ahlullah. So, and remember also, the thorns in the garden will remain thorns till the end. But the thorns of insan that stay with the roses of insan, they don't remain thorns, they become roses also. By the sohbat of insan, those thorns become roses. And not only roses, they make other thorns roses again. Allah will give the silsila from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever stayed in the company of the Ahlullah, they also became then finally Ahlullah themselves. And not only Ahlullah, they made thousands of other people Ahlullah, who in turn made others again. So whoever stays in this company, Allah will make them valuable. So my respected elders and brothers, it is of utmost importance we connect ourselves with the Ahlullah. Wherever and with whomever our heart takes, stay with such people. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, there are five simple steps to become the wali of Allah. And your mort will come on Iman, and not only on Iman, but as a wali of Allah. And then your name will come in the register of the awliya. Five simple steps. The first step is Sohbat-e-Salihin, the company of the righteous and the pious people. Then a person will, if he's in his own world of dunya, of guna, of sport, of films and music, he'll think that is everything. Come here and now you'll get your priorities in order. You'll start understanding what is life supposed to be. What was I doing? What am I doing? Where was I going? Where should I be going? All these things a person will understand. In the sohbat of the Salihin, Allahu Akbar. In the dunya, Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَبَتْ مُحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيَّ. Those people who for my muhabbat sit with one another. A person goes to his sheikh. A person in his mind, there is a buzurg, there is a wali, and you go and stay by him, you're in the sohbet of the sun. A person who does this, Allah says, my muhabbat is wajib for that person. Not only that I'll give him, it's wajib, compulsory that I have to give him my muhabbat. So alhamdulillah, we have come here, Allah will grant us his muhabbat. And not only, first one is, لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَا. Those who love one another for my sake. Those who love the Shaykh for the sake of Allah. Allah says, my muhabbat is wajib for those people. And also in Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has written to make muhabbat with us. Which means we're going to become the walis of Allah. So it is so easy. So Allah, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah says that my muhabbat is wajib for those people who love one another, who love their mashayikh for the sake of Allah. لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيهَا. But muhabbat alone is not enough. That is your heart. But together with your heart, let your bodies be also close. مُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيهَا. Those who sit with one another. Mawla Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, the husband is in Bombay, the wife is in Delhi. They never meet. Where will they get children? They have to meet, then they will get children. So similarly, yeah, sit in the company of your sheikh. And then you will get the ruhani faiz that will come from there. At least at the beginning, spend a period with your sheikh. Afterwards, by telephone, by letter writing, faiz will also reach. But at least a woman, a wife meets with her husband one time. Now 9 months she can stay separate. Hey, the child will come for nine, but the first meeting is necessary. Without that first meeting, and she stays 6 months only away, she won't get anything. But one meeting, and now 9 months she stays away, she's inshallah, not only, she can get quadruplets, she can get 6 and 8 children also. But the first meeting is necessary. So stay with your share. Stay in the company and sohbet of your share. And then carry on in your life also. Inshallah, the benefit will come. Then the third thing is, لِلْمُتَجَالِسِينَ وَلِلْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِيهَا. Those who visit one, don't just come and you stay by the sheikh forever. And now the sheikh will have 10 murids, now he has to feed 10 people. The whole life now, what is he going to do? No, come and go. This is ziyarah. If your son-in-law comes and visits you, you are very happy. But he doesn't go, then you get worried, what's wrong? Why isn't he going? He must go also. Come again next month, but now go away please. How long are you staying here? You're eating your mother-in-law's muffat roti all the time. The mother-in-law also gets worried. What's wrong with this one? No, come and go. Come and go. Zurhiban tazdad hubban. Visit now and then, it increases the muhabbat. So that is the third. And the fourth thing, walmutabazilina fiya. Spend money also. Not that you got so lot muhabbat. One person, he was walking with his dog. And he had a basket on his head. The dog was dying of hunger. Somebody asked, what's wrong? He says, my dog, 20 years it's with me. And now it's dying of hunger. How sad I feel. I have to cry. He say, hunger? Yeah. He say, what you got on your head? He say, got rotis. So I don't give it 2 rotis. He says, the steers are free of charge. The rotis cost you money. So muhabbat is free of charge. Don't make that muhabbat. Spend some money also. By giving bread, the heart too. Tahaddu, tahabbu. Give more presents to one another, muhabbat will increase. And when a person gives a present, let it be known. Many people want to be so sincere that they don't let it be known. And that is not correct. How will the muhabbat increase? Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Hazrat Mahal Shahab Rahab al-Hajj Shahab Damat Barakatum came to Karachi. One person gave hadiah, but when Hazrat was leaving and he was going in the departure lounge, Hazrat said, Bewaqo, there is not the time to give muhabbat. Now how is he going? By muhabbat, by hadiah, muhabbat increase. Now how is he going to make muhabbat with you? Hazrat is gone in the plane, gone to Bombay. When the sheikh comes, then give muhabbat, hadiah. So now you'll see the inayat of the sheikh, which is a fitri and a natural thing. When he leaves, give again something if you want to. But how to give hadiah also, this will increase, so a person will get muhabbat. Those who have acquired this muhabbat, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will say, Aina al-mutahabuna fiya. Where are the people who made muhabbat for my sake? Oh, where are they standing in hisab there? Where are they standing in the sun? Come, come, come this side. You're not supposed to be there. You come this side under my arsh here. You come under my air, you stay in my air condition here. All the food, dawat I prepared for you. What are you standing and doing there? Just like we also say, there is some function is carrying on, and there is a VIP, and he's sitting there with the common people. Outside, where are you there? You come here in the house. We prepared everything for you. Your bed is prepared, your food is prepared. You're a VIP. All this mutahabun are the VIPs. Allah will call them, you come here one side, and you sit and enjoy. Dunya, you made manna. You kept rosas. You made muhabbat for my sake. You visited for my sake. You spent money for my sake. I am the one, Ni'm al-Qadirin, who is the greatest appreciator. Today you will see what I will give you. In dunya I gave you enough. Now you'll see what I'm going to give you. And then a person will enjoy the ni'mat of Allah. So the first thing in order to acquire is this, sohbat salihin. And whichever sheikh our heart takes to. Don't see who's a big sheikh, who's a famous sheikh, who's a big buzur. He is a sheikh, he's on haq, ahle haq. And he got ijazat from his sheikh. That two conditions. And the third, most important, that you have munasabat. Your heart takes a liking to that person. When you find such a person, then don't hesitate now. And don't delay now. Hurry up now. Hold his kurta. Hold firmly to it. Also remember that in order to be mutajaliseen, to sit together, if your sheikh has passed away, how are you going to sit with your sheikh? Your doctor has passed away, he was the best doctor in the world. And you say that, no, now doctors are useless. No more doctors like that. And you go and sit at his qabr, he must give you shifa, he must come out and give you one injection, middle of the night or something, he can't do that. The faiz will reach of your sheikh, undoubtedly. But your islah will not make. And those people who don't want to be under a sheikh, jo mustaqil bhi zaat rehna chahte, jo mustaqil bhi zaat hota hai, wo bad zaat hota hai. Those people who want to be, that now my sheikh, I am such a great sheikh, I don't need a sheikh over me. I'm going to stay on my own. Those people become bad zaat. They become evil and rotten and bad. Wo muslih kya honge? What islah they will make of other people, even if they got khilafah. What islah they will make of other people, wo muslih kya rahenge, wo khud salih bhi nahi rahenge. They won't be able to make islah of other people, they won't be even salih and naik themselves. And this is a witness, our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh, first Maulana Abdul Ghani Fulpuri Rahmatullah, Maulana Abdul Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah. After that, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Fulpuri, Hazrat is a friend of Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib. But when his sheikh passed away, he said now he made bayat with his friend. And now no more friend, now it's his sheikh. How many years they were like friends? And friends, you're talking, you're joking. But now that he's a sheikh, now it's different completely. Now he respects and honors him in that way. And he says that for me, Hazrat is over 70, close to 80. But he says my sheikh's sword hangs on my head. Whatever I do, anything. Anyone got a complaint about me, he says, they contact Hardoi. And then my sheikh tells me, I heard this complaint, so your islah is made. If you got nobody about you, who can they complain to? If anyone got a complaint about me, they might be shy, frightened to tell me, but they can go and tell Hazrat that your Khalifa is doing this, he is like this, and your islah gets made. You benefit in the process. So don't stay without a sheikh. The famous saying of the Buzurgs, husband passes away. The iddat and sorg, sadness time for the wife, 4 months and 10 days. Your sheikh passes away, 3 days is your iddat. Within 3 days, choose your new sheikh and become bayat to a sheikh. So, sohbat-e salihin is the first thing. The second thing is, zikr par madawamat. To make your zikr continuously. Many a person doesn't start with zikr. How is he going to benefit? Zikr are the engines of your aeroplane. You don't put them on, how are you going to fly? You put them on, you fly. You went with the speed. You took off. Now you're in the air and you switch off your engine. What will happen to that person? Zikr has to carry on. You have to reach a great height. Reach the slab. Reach the platform. Reach high. Then you can switch off. Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Ali had reached so high. At that stage now, the people said, you don't need zikr. You have reached where you have to reach. He says, what brought me till here, I can't put it away now. I still have to carry on. So zikrullah, madawamat. Many a person makes zikr for a while, and it's Allah's system. You are a newcomer, in order to welcome you. Many businesses also, newcomer, this discount or that privilege or this privilege. Some clubs that you get so many miles free, you get this free just by, it's all encouragement for the start. But now you just got that and you stop there. How are you going to progress? How are you going to come to a higher status? You can't move forward if you stop. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, don't be Abdul Lutf. Lutf means enjoyment. Don't be the slave of enjoyment. As long as you are enjoying your zikr, you are getting your free points and your free bonus and that you are making. Now that you have to work for your point and you have to work for your bonus, now you give up. No, be Abdul Latif. Be the slave of Allah. And the slave of Allah you are, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, until maut comes upon you. Some people translate this ayat, until you get yaqeen. Namaz, etc. you must make. Now I got yaqeen, no more namaz. No. Yeah, yaqeen doesn't mean you got yaqeen of iman. Yeah, yaqeen means the yaqeeny thing that is going to come in your life, that is maut. Until maut you must carry on with your ibadah, with your faris ibadah, namaz, etc. So, don't give up. Till the time of enjoyment we make zikr. When Allah takes away the enjoyment now to test us, is he sincere? Is he doing it for my pleasure? Or is he doing for his pleasure? As long as he was getting pleasure, he was making zikr. Now he's not getting pleasure anymore, now he doesn't do zikr. No, Allah tests us. And many a salik at that time stops there. And he doesn't make his zikr. You switch off your engine. How are you going to go front? You are traveling with your car, and now you saw it's downhill, you switch off your engine, you want to save petrol. Otherwise, niposa, you can't make ends meet end of the month. But now, downhill is not going to be all the time. Again, uphill also is going to come. And how are you going to go up? You haven't got that power in your car. How are you going to go up? So don't switch off your engine. Zikrullah has to carry on all the time. Zikrullah for madawaman. The third thing is, asbab-e gunaho se mubaadat. Stay away from all the causes of guna. The things that can lead you into gunas. If you keep sales, ladies, our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, someday or the other you're going to get involved in some guna. You keep your ladies secretaries, someday or the other you're going to get involved in guna. How long are you going to protect yourself? Hazrat praises Haji Yusuf of Imco, Yusuf? Tashan Kar Imco in Maritzburg. He's got about 80 or so workers, not one female in his whole enterprise. Hazrat says it's possible. And another great point of economy, Hazrat teaches, you keep females, so now men are unemployed. Because the women are being employed. And now when the man is unemployed and the woman is employed, she's earning the money. So she's going to be the boss in the house. Jiski lachi uski bhes. The person who brings the money rules. So the wife brings the money. Now the husband is under the wife in everything. She will order him now and she will tell him what to do. And in this way, that wife that is earning, if she's in that house where the husband is not employed, she'll rule. And she's in the house where the husband is also employed. Now they're getting double income. And another house, the husband is unemployed, the wife, they have gone down double. And these people have gone up double. So we have a complete imbalance. Employ men, and you'll see that the poor families also come up. Those who are living beyond the means will also come on fire and level. And those who are living below the means, they'll also come up. So stay away from contact of women as far as possible. With our children, we make them dress like the non-Muslims. We say they are small children, short pyjamas, murats, pictures on their pyjamas, and teddy bears with them in good houses. Pictures hung up in the wall. These things here are going to take us into serious guna. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that a Mubarak night like Shab-e-Qadr comes, Shab-e-Barat comes, because one person in the house hung up one small murat somewhere, the whole house is deprived of Allah's rahmat and mercy. So these things, our photo albums, take them and tear them. What are we, which idols are we keeping? We got those idols. When I got married, I was so young and handsome. And my wife, these are all idols. Tear them up. One person brought a photo of some great buzurg to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib. We will think to look at it, that is even more dangerous. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, without looking, tore it up and threw it away. So all these things, were this murads, this dressing, we dress our children. good people, tahajjud guzar, pious, sufis, buzurg, alim, and our children are dressed like that. No, let us, and don't make the excuse, today you don't get in the market things without murat. You look for it, show your own. What is the difference? But see that we bring up our children properly. Our children, this is the story of Khizr alayhi salam, where Khizr alayhi salam killed that little child, wringed his neck. The child was so handsome, so nice, that Allah wanted to make puzzle on the parents of their piety, that the child was going to take them to kufr. So Allah got rid of the child, and Allah gave another child in place again. So remember, our children, don't think that they are small, they are not mukallaf. Doesn't matter, let them do what they want to. They can take us into kufr. They will take us into Jahannam. Allah says, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." Save yourself and your families from the fire of Jahannam. All these things, Allah give us consciousness. So, asbab-e gunaho se mubaada, or gunaho se muhafaza, and stay away totally from guna. Gunas, what are gunas? You got a bucket, you filled milk in it, honey you mixed in it, wonderful, but you made a hole at the bottom. The day you wanted to serve it to your family and your occasion that came, you saw it's empty. Your gunas, everything goes out. Gunas, wash out whatever good we have done, they wash it out. Muhammad Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written such a beautiful example of what these gunas are. One person, grown up, married man, used to wet the bed every night. The wife said, "What's wrong with you? You're a married man, grown up, you wet the little children do it. We make ilaj also. We give them, we stop the liquids from 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and we do everything to stop. And you're a grown up, married man." He said, "Actually, what happens when I sleep, shaitan comes to me in my dream. And he takes me for a long walk. And after a long time, everyone is taqaza. You have to go to..." Then he shows me an ultra-modern hygienic toilet. So I do my thing there, but all the time I'm dreaming. So it's in the bed. In the morning I realize, it's it. So the wife said, "Oh, shaitan is such a good friend of yours. Every night he comes and visits you. Instead of sohbat-e-salihin, you got sohbat-e-shayateen. He's here by you every night. And he's in your dream, in your bed every night. What sohbat you making with shaitan? So close he is with you." So when he, that, you know, we so poor, we suffering. So when shaitan comes, why do, he knows where all the money is kept and all treasure. So tell him that he must take you there. So he said, "I never thought of that. What a bright idea you gave me." Sometimes wife, mashura is also so good. We'll see how good the mashura of the wife is. Anyway, so that night shaitan came, so he told. Shaitan said, "Why you didn't tell me long ago?" "No problem, come now, I'll take you immediately." He took him where there was a big treasure box filled with gold and silver and all valuables. He went and picked it up. He was so keen and eager. It was so heavy, his number two went out. In the bed, his number two went out. In the morning, the wife said, "Now what happened? Up to now you're doing number one, now number two?" So he explained. She said, "Rather just do what you were doing before. That's better." Muhammad Thani rahmatullah alayhi explains on this, that number two in the bed is napa, filthy, dirty. Gunas are even worse than that. Gunas appear to be like the gold and treasure and silver. But when you make them, they are even worse. The depression they cause a person. If Allah doesn't make sattari and Allah exposes a person, that person who had great, great titles, today people are throwing shoes and stones and spitting on his face. Hazrat Damat Barakatum says, "Kisi haseen ko mat handle karna." Don't handle any beauty, a beautiful woman. Varna tumhare sir pe parenge sandals. Sandals will fall on your head. If she refuses and she disgraces you, you will be disgraced. If she also accepts and you get exposed, sandals will fall on your head. Don't handle any haseen. Otherwise, sandals will fall on your head. So, gunas, outwardly they look so nice. A person has stolen some money, 100,000 rand, 500,000, half a million. He's got it properly. Every now and then he's feeling it as he got it. He's moving in his car. There is a time of cell phones. His friend phones him. That money you stole, the police have caught up. They know exactly it's you. They know you on this road. Warrant of arrest has been issued for you. That money that he was feeling, he was daydreaming. I'll do this, I'll do that. Sheikh Chilli, somebody, told him that I bought this ghee for 100 rupees. Carry it for me to my house, I'll give you 10 rupees. So he was tearing it on his head and going, nice daydreaming. I'll get 10 rupees, I'll buy 10 eggs. I'll make them sit under my neighbor's hand. They will hatch. I'll have 10 chickens, 10 hens. They will lay 10 eggs. I will have 100 chickens, 100 hens. They will lay. I'll buy goats. I'll buy cows, sheep. I'll have a big farm. I'll build a beautiful house. I'll get married. I'll have children. My children will get married. They will have, where he's gone already. And my grandchildren, one day my grandchildren will come and they'll say, Nana, Abba, Dada. And I'll say, Ji, Beta. And he shake his head and the ghee fell down. That person got crossed that what you did, my 100 rupees ghee you destroyed. He said, you worried of your 100 rupees. My 3 generations are gone. My farm and my house and my palace, my children, my wife, they are all gone. You worried of your 100 rupees here. So this person is daydreaming, going in his car, that this I'll do, what my 500,000 rand, what my 1,000,000 rand, 100,000, whatever. But the friend phone now, the cell phone. And the friend tells him, police have caught up. Warrant of arrest is issued, and the police are already out on your trail. That same what he was feeling every now and then, is it safe or not? Now he takes it, opens his windows, and throws it far. And he speeds up faster. I must be far away from this. It must not be connected with me in any way. In what you are seeing, your great success, when Hakikat opens, you'll see it's your disgrace. Gunas are like this. We see great enjoyment in this guna, great enjoyment in that guna. When Hakikat opens, then a person loses complete. There is no enjoyment of that. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Ye alam nigaho se gir gaya. This dunya fell from my eyes, jab haqeeqat dare fani khol gaya. When the reality of this dunya opens, nobody will put his heart in this dunya. This dunya, when Allah has said that it is dhoka's ghar, a house of deception, what enjoyment can any person get? When it is that house, where the police is watching you, Malik al-Maut, all the time, how can you enjoy yourself in such a place? Where the police warrant of arrest is standing at your door, and you say, wait for me, I'm having my biryani. Where are you going to eat biryani when the police is there to arrest you and is going to lock you up? Where are you going to have your biryani? Malik al-Maut is waiting for us every moment. How can we be enjoying? This is not the place to enjoy. The place to enjoy is Akhirah. And those who enjoy in Allah's name, that is Allah's mihrbani. Just like Allah gives us our khair to our share. Your 2-3 sons are there. The one of them, he has displeased you. And he is eating and enjoying and joking and laughing. You get more angry. He didn't do the work that he was supposed to do. He was disobedient to the mother, disobedient to the father. And he's sitting and eating and laughing. You give him one more slap also. The other two did all your work. Everything what they were supposed to do. They are obedient to you. They sit and laugh, you feel happy. Because they are, so the obedient servants, the Ahlullah, walis, they are enjoying this dunya and Allah is happy with them. Those who are disobedient and they are enjoying, Allah is displeased with them. The wali of Allah, one time one king was going out on the day when the king showed their power, a day of their strength and power, governments do it till today. And he was so haughty that not this clothes, 200 pairs of clothes, he chose one. Not this horse, not that horse, out of 200 horses, he chose one and he's going now in such a proudful way. And on the side, all his ministers and all the soldiers and the army, everyone, one person in torn and tattered rags come and he says, I want to meet the king. They say, you can't meet him today. He says, no, I have to meet him. I'm going to meet. They say, please, you can't. He tears through the crowd, through the police and all the security, and he goes right to the king, and he says, I have to speak to you. He says, today you can't speak to me. Go to my office palace, tomorrow I'll meet. He says, now. And he screams, and he tells him, he realizes this is Malik al-Maut. This is not anyone else, and his ruh is taken there. Malik al-Maut goes from there to a person living in a little hut, and simple, poor person in his ibadat. He says, Allah has sent me to take your ruh. And Allah told me I can only take it with your permission. He says, when that is the case, let me make my wudu. When I'm in sajda in my namaz, take my ruh. So he told Malik al-Maut, I'm waiting for you for so long. So when the wali of Allah, Maut also, can be waiting for you. But it will come how you want it. And it will come and you will enjoy to go. You will be waiting for Maut, while the other person will fear and dread Maut. Whenever a small bimari comes, you think, I'm going to die now, what's going to happen? The other person is waiting, when can I go and meet Allah? So the wali of Allah has that great honor. So stay away from the causes of guna, stay away from gunas. And the first thing, ittiba'i sunnah. Follow the sunnahs of Nabiya Kareem. 5 simple prescriptions and you'll become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. The first one is Sohbati Salihin. It is so easy. You just have to, and Hazrat Ma'abrad al-Hadshab Da'amat Barakatum says, if you see somebody is out of line or anything, don't give him big lectures and all that. He'll become your enemy. Hazrat Ma'a Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that a dog is eating a bone and you want to take the bone away and you want to give it meat. Don't pull the bone away. Don't give it 2 hours bayan that what you're going to get in this bone, no benefit, no fayda for you. All you do is put the meat on its own, it's going to leave the bone and come on the meat. People who are in guna, don't try and pull away the guna. Gunas have become beloved to them. Looking at woman, ta'alluq with woman, as now you tell them this is haram. He's got bad friends, your son. And you tell him your friends are bad, you will become bad in his eyes. He won't see that his friends are bad, but he will think you are bad. And he'll avoid you and he'll hate you. Don't do all that. Just put the meat in front. Put deen. What is that? Somehow encourage him to go in jamaat. Somehow encourage him to sit in the company of buzurg and ahlullah. Automatically he'll realize for himself what is the right thing. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, 800 years ago or so, at that time said already, if you want the young pony to gallop fast, don't whip the pony. Just put him with the big horses that are galloping fast. When he'll see them, he'll start galloping himself. Your son is out of line. Don't whip your son. Just put him with the jamaat. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, 800 years, used the word jamaat. Like we say, jamaat is here, jamaat from that country, jamaat from that place. Like that, just put him with the jamaat and let him join the jamaat. He'll come right himself. It is so easy. So the first thing is sohbat salihin. The second thing, when you stay with the Ahlullah, you'll see they have reached their maqamat by zikrullah. One of the major means is zikrullah. So when you start your zikrullah, madawamat on zikrullah. Zikrullah par madawamat. Do your tilawat of Quran Sharif daily. The zikr that has been prescribed for you, do that daily. The third thing, stay away from the causes of guna. Otherwise you're going to fall into guna. So for your own safety, don't stay on the borders, stay far away. A person who keeps his trouser right by his ankle, and he wears a long Arab kurta right till the ankle, it has to go down sometime. Keep it far away, then you are safe. Whenever there is a war between two countries where they're sharing a border, the border towns and people are evacuated from there. Because the attack is first there. So those people move away and they go to other places on their own. The government moves them away. So don't stay on the borders. Stay away from anything that can lead you into guna. And stay away from gunas consequently and make amal on sunnat. Somebody will say, why sunnat last? In the alim cause, the mawquf alayh comes first and Bukhari comes last. The greatest thing comes last. So just like that, the greatest, the cherry, the beautiful thing, sunnah, they come last. Beautify, do your finishing now with sunnah. Allah has done our finishing, Allahu Akbar. Allah made our bodies, and like a house a person builds, then he does all the finishing, the tiling, everything. Allah did our tiling also. Allah put nails on our fingertips. Allah did the finishing. Otherwise Allah could leave our fingers just like that. It shouldn't look nice. But Allah did the finishing also. And Allah put tiles on for us. Allahu Akbar. So these 5 things, and a person will become the wali of Allah. Maut will come tomorrow, and you'll be in the register of the salihin, of the awliya, and you go direct to Jannah. You come to the immigration there, they'll say, oh, this VIP, you come one side. And everything for you, you'll see the farishtas are waiting. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are here, we waiting. Dunya, you couldn't see us. Now you even seeing us. And now you come with us, we take you direct to Jannah. And we're going to take you not in dunya's limousine. We will take you there in the burat there. And that burat, the rough there. And the rough will go purple. The words rough. Re, pe. Just turn it around, pe, re. The rough will go purple there. You'll go with speed right into Jannah. So there's a simple way, may Allah grant us. The month of Ramadan is coming to an end. Allah forgive us for whatever we couldn't do and we didn't do anything. What we were supposed to do, wallah, what a Mubarak month. All these blessed faces, the faces of Jannah, again, soon the day will come, then all will be gone. Right? And may Allah make the next month to come almost immediately. And may Allah let us benefit from the month. Allah give us to live till the next month, give us tawfiq, give us life, but good health, and to realize the purpose and object of the month of Ramadan, and to benefit fully. For those of our brothers who came for 10 days and less itikaf, try and make niyat for next year, the full month. For those who are really keen, make niyat for 40 days, at least once in a lifetime. 30 days, Musa alayhi salam kept roza for 30 days, he made miswak, Allah said, another 10 days. So 10 days, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say, stay common. After Eid, he used to go for a while to his family and complete another 10 days again. So try and do 40 days like that. Do 10 days before Ramzan and complete your 40 days. Do 5 days before Ramzan, 5 days after Ramzan. Do our 40 days. Try and work towards that. Take our leave during Ramzan. Make this our valuable day. Holidays, make them holy days. H-O-L-Y, holy days. And if we don't make them, they will be holes they will be. That whatever neki we acquired in the year also, in those holes, all that neki will also fall through. So don't make our holidays, days with holes in them, make them holy days, where they become even more holy and pious. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اے اللہ تیرے ہی فضل کرم سے تو نے یہ مبارک مجلس نصیب فرمایا, یہ مبارک مہینہ تو نے عطا فرمایا, مبارک مہینے کا شوق اور اشتیاق تو نے عطا فرمایا. اور اے اللہ تیری قسم یہ تھے ہمارے شیخ کی برکت سے ہے, اے اللہ ہمارے مشائخ کی برکت سے, ورنہ ہم کہاں ہوتے, ہم کیسے گمراہ ہوتے, ہم کون سے گناہوں میں مبتلا ہوتے, ہمیں پتہ بھی نہیں ہوتا کہ یہ رمضان المبارک کا مہینہ ہے. اے اللہ ہمارے شیخ کو خصوصاً, جملہ ہمارے مشائخ کو ہر خیر عطا فرما, ہمارے شیخ کو اے اللہ عمر دراز عطا فرما, صحت اور تندرستی, توانائی اور جوانی نصیب فرما, کہ حضرت اللہ تیری محبت پوری دنیا میں پھیلائے, تیری محبت کی آگ پوری دنیا میں لگا دے, اے اللہ سب کو مجنو بنائے اور سب پھر تیرے حمد کی گیت گانے لگے, پوری دنیا میں اے اللہ تیری ہی تعریف اور گیت ہو رہی ہو. اے اللہ غیب سے اس کو پیدا فرما, اے اللہ جتنے ہمارے دوست آئے, اے اللہ جو معتکفین آئے, ہر ایک اعتکاف کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ رمضان کے جو اصل مقصد ہے تقوی, اپنے لطف و کرم سے ہم سب کو نصیب فرما, جس کی بنا پر تو ولایت کا فیصلہ فرماتا ہے. اے اللہ تقوی عطا فرما کر تو ہمیں اپنے دوستوں میں سے بنا. اے اللہ ہماری موت اس طرح سے آئے کہ ہم تیرے دوست بن چکے ہو, اور اے اللہ وہاں آخرت میں وی آئی پی ٹریٹمنٹ ہمیں ملے. اے اللہ فرشتے ہمیں سیدھے جنت میں لے جائے, مزے ہی مزے ہو دنیا میں بھی, موت کے وقت بھی مزہ ہی مزہ ہو. اے اللہ جو حضرت بلال نے رضی اللہ عنہ نے اپنی بیوی سے فرمایا کہ وا اسفا, مت کہو کہ اے افسوس مر رہا ہے, بلکہ کہو یا فرحتا, کہ بڑی خوشی کا موقع ہے کہ ہم محمد و صحبہ سے ملیں گے, محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ملاقات ہوگی, صحابہ کی ملاقات ہوگی, اللہ رب العزت کی ملاقات ہوگی. یا اللہ وہ کتنی خوشی کا مقام. یا اللہ تو وہ ہمارے لیے آسان فرما کر ہر گناہ کو چھوڑنا آسان فرما. یا اللہ ہم پلید ہے, ہم گندے ہیں, ہم نالائق ہیں, ناپاک ہیں, ایسے ناپاک کے گندگی ہمیں پسند. یا اللہ جو پورا کرکٹ ربش ہے, یا اللہ ربش بھن کا وہ ہمیں پسند, اور جو پاک چیزیں ہیں وہ ہمیں پسند نہیں. ایسے اندھے, ایسے نالائق کہاں ہو سکتے. اے اللہ لیکن ہم تیرے ہی ہیں, تیرے ہی کہلاتے ہیں, تیرے نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کے کہلاتے, تو ہم پر رحم فرما, تو ہم پر کرم فرما. اے مولا کریم تو ہمیں اپنا لے, اے اللہ تو ہمارا ہو جا, تو ہمیں اپنا لے, دنیا آخرت کی بھلائی نصیب فرما, پوری امت کی طرف سے رمضان مبارک کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ جنہوں نے روزے نہیں رکھے بغیر عذر کے, ان کو معاف فرما, اور قضا روزے رکھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. जिन्होंने रखे कबूल फरमा या अल्लाह, और जिन्होंने रखे सही माना में रोजे रखने की हम सबको इस्तेदाद सलाहियत तौफीक अता फरमा, तो तिलावतों को कबूल फरमा। पूरी दुनिया में या अल्लाह तेरी क्या शान, कितनी तिलावत हुई दुनिया में, हरमैन में कितनी तिलावत हुई, हिंदुस्तान पाकिस्तान में।